Here we are, the last part of Module 4, Step 3. We're talking about the key takeaways and the Q&A. So, okay, where did we start on this with this step? Oh, yes, workplace culture and research. Apart from your own notes, the key points to remember are: research shows a high percentage of women are affected by symptoms, and this cannot be ignored. Understanding gender differences will help you to be more effective with the advice and support you are providing. GPs are valuable, but other resources can provide a backup. Positive steps can now be taken to avoid losing valuable staff. Make sure you know what they are. And do take a good look at the case studies and make your own notes and put your notes in the Q&A. I think this is very important. Moving on to the Q&A section, please click on the link that will take you through. And remember, information about case studies is included here, which will allow you to note down your own thoughts and conclusions. Please make good use of it. You can actually copy and paste the Q&A pages to make sure you have your own personal record of what's going on. And now this completes Module 4, Step 3. And we can move on to Module 5, Step 4, the final part of this course, and remind ourselves of what we've learned and reach some conclusions about that, as well as discussing some solutions. We talk about HRT and other products, plus, of course, a reminder of what you should now have in your menopause toolbox. See you shortly.